USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. congressional delegation is in Taiwan Sunday. The group led by Democratic Senator Ed Markey is expected to meet with senior Taiwan leaders. Discussion topics will include regional security, global supply chains, climate change, and other issues of mutual interest. The visit comes less than 2 weeks after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island nation, which angered China. An unidentified man is dead after he reportedly set his car on fire and drove into a U.S. Capitol barricade late Saturday night. Witnesses say the man jumped out of the vehicle and began randomly firing a weapon before turning the gun on himself. U.S. Capitol Police have yet to confirm more details of the incident. AAA reports an national average for the price of regular gas is $3.95 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Congress has passed the Democrat social spending package called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a slimmed-down version of the Build Back Better bill. The legislation tackles health care, climate, and taxes, along with billions of dollars in funding for the IRS. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox News how he feels about the Democrats' proposal and providing additional resources to the tax enforcement agency.
They have a bold-faced lie that they're not going to be auditing people under $400,000 that make under $400,000 a year. And the JCT has estimated that actually about over 80% of the audits are going to be on people making under $200,000 a year.
At least two people are dead after heavy rains drenched Las Vegas last week. The rescuers pulling two men from a flood channel, the storm dumping over a half inch of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Questions continue to swirl regarding the recent FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Despite the recent unsealing of the warrant and property receipt regarding the search, now some are calling for the affidavit involved in obtaining the search warrant to be released. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden candidly tells Fox News Live, while the GOP supports federal law enforcement, he believes the issue boils down to trust.
Republicans are not attacking frontline members of the FBI. We back the blue. We support the frontline men and women who do everything they can to protect our nation. We applaud their work. But at the top, at the FBI, the head of the FBI, there is malfeasance, I believe. I believe that they have pursued this president. They have failed to pursue other very obvious threats, and so they have no credibility, and it's a shame.
The 82nd annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is winding down in South Dakota. Thousands of bikers are heading home after the 10-day gathering, which was highlighted by parties and even a few dozen weddings. In its latest Sturgis rally tally, the South Dakota Department of Public Safety indicated that there were fewer crashes and crimes overall this year. The agency saying officers wrote around 900 citations for various offenses since the 6th of August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.